Hello.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
How are you, Walter?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Where are you, Detroit?
No, I'm down in Florida. You know, I cut my hand and I'm taking the week off.
No, I didn't know it. What happened to your hand?
I did it on a power saw.
Good God.
I'm going to be fine, though.
Are you still trying to be a mechanic? I thought that after you couldn't put that bed up during the war at my house that you
gave up.
I don't give up that easily.
I
just wanted to visit with you. I had a moment this morning. I haven't got anything particular on my mind, but I wanted to visit with you on our general world picture and the domestic one in the Congress, and then I want to see what y'all, what all this is about. Miami, it looked like they got a lot of belly aches in their system, and I want to try to get a reading on it. We are saw your friend Willie Brandt in New York the other night. We had a little talk about you and a very enjoyable visit. De Gaulle is telling us to get the hell out of there, and next day or two he's going to deliver us an ultimatum, and I guess we'll have to ask the Italians or somebody. Jack, don't you run off. I want to talk to you about the Italian, to have us to a meeting of some kind, and kind of more in sorrow than anger, kind of move out on him. Hold the alliance together and let him go his way. He wants to be sure that he has no ties when he goes to Moscow. And
well, he's gonna be very difficult because he's traveling a different road than you are.
Oh yeah, the British I think are going to come through in good shape. Wilson has been
very well, don't you?
He's been wonderful, just superb. He really shoved it up Hanoi's bottom and tried to make them put up or shut up. They won't talk at all. He had a meeting with them when he was in Moscow, and he tried to shove the Russians. They want to help, but they can't.
That's right.
And the mistake all of our people are making, Walter, is these folks think they have the ball game, and you're not going to compromise Ford and General Motors if you think you got them across the barrel. And they think they got us across the barrel, and they're not going to talk until they think otherwise. Now, we think that in the next few weeks, if things keep going, that they'll be ready to talk, and of course we're anxious, but now we think that after the peace offensive and after Goldberg did what he did in the United Nations, what we did in every other nation, we showed the people of the world that we want peace. Now we think we better let up a little bit and try to put a little pressure on without getting wild.
Well, I think the approach you're making is a sound one. You know, you've got to avoid both extremes. You can't on the one hand run away, and on the other hand you can't have unlimited escalation. And I think that the approach you're making is a sound one.
Well, we're trying to. What happened? What's the matter with labor attacking?
I ought to come in. I'm going to be in there on Friday and Saturday, and I'd like a little time with you to go over that. I was very unhappy. I don't know what Willisworth told you, but I felt very unhappy down there because I didn't agree with a lot going on. To begin with, I think it's a hell of a situation when a couple of unions think they can make foreign policy. You know, this whole thing of boycotting these ships and that. And I'd like to go over a number of things with you, including the Michigan political situation.
Yeah, I'm real worried about that. I wish to hell it... Oh.
I'd like to go over that with you, and if I could see you either Friday or Saturday of this week, at your convenience, I'd like to do it very much.
I want to do that. Only one thing. I don't want to leave the impression. I don't know whether you can do it to come into the mansion or not. But if I go to meeting with all the labor leaders, they're going to be misunderstood, and it's going to put pressure on me from every damn fella in the country. Now, if we could do it without getting, without anybody shooting at us, why?
I can get in there somehow. The point is, I don't want to talk to you to pressure you. I want to talk to you to talk about common problems.
I sure do need to do that. That's one reason I just called you on the phone, because I'll see you, but don't let it get out, and let's just come to the mansion. Let's don't come to the office, and you talk to Jack Valenti, and he'll work it out. If you can get here without him knowing it, I'm afraid you like Minnesota, though. I never saw anybody in Minnesota that could come in without getting caught.
That place.
All right, you just come in the back door and we'll see. Why doesn't Kavanaugh run for governor and beat the hell out of Romney and let's get rid of him? We could get rid of him.
You know, Well, the last time you and I talked about the Michigan gubernatorial thing, I said that we had the worst candidate, and this is why Romney got the buildup. And we can't have that happen the second time.
That's exactly right.
And I think we can handle this thing, but I need to go over it with you.
All right.
I'd like to talk about the labor situation at the same time.
All right. I can't understand. I've been for every damn thing labor wanted all the way, and I thought they were dumb and thick-headed and muddle-headed and everything else. As I told them on 14B, I thought there's so many more things that are important to labor, but they insisted on it, and I got everything, every stop. I put it in my message. They didn't even ask me to. They told me they'd be willing if I just wouldn't say anything. I put it in my message. I got 61 senators down and talked to them, but I cannot handle Fulbright, Mansfield, and Dirksen. If I did, I'd handle them right now, and they couldn't handle them. And why they want to jump on me, I noticed the Texas group gave me a hell of a bad resolution. Now, I don't care. I don't need their votes. Don't want them. Not asking for a damn thing. Just trying to pass measures that help them. And if they won't sit back and cuss me, why, they can drive me away from them. They have in the past, and they can again. But I don't want to, and it looks to me like very short-sighted for them to do this. I've done nothing wrong. I've advocated nothing if they're against. I've supported everything they're for, including things that I didn't really think were important. I had to reverse myself on 14B.
That's right. Well, you know, some of these fellows thought 14B was more important than Medicare and education.
Well, but God damn it, I was for 14B. I helped them every way I could. I got them to give me a list of every senator they wanted to talk to, and I did.
Well, the fellows that think about it know damn well the problem with Mike Mansfield, and you couldn't just press a button.
Well, the problem really is Everett Dirksen had 32 votes. Nobody can pass anything unless you just break down everything. And I did it once, and it's never been done before or since. I did it once on civil rights. But I had men that like old man Green and Jim Murray and folks that never did quit. They were 90 years old, but they quit. This crowd runs out. Now listen, your man Hart. Can you give me a reading on this? Are you against transferring the conciliation service from a big business commerce department to the Justice Department?
I don't really know, but I'll check into it.
Well, now, let me give you the story there. Where's the power in this town? Do you know where it is besides the White House? It's sure as hell not in commerce and hasn't been since Herbert Hoover was secretary, and anybody that can think knows that. They put it over in commerce because Luther Hodges was a Southerner. Luther Hodges is gone. Jack Connor is head of commerce. I moved it out of commerce, put it justice, because they have to settle every civil rights problem. When you get into settlement, they need the army, why they go to justice. When you get in trouble and you got to have vote registration, they go to justice. When you got to do something, they go to Nick Katzenbach and he sends in John Doerr or Burke Marshall, whoever it is. So we moved it over there and made it assistant attorney general. So it would have some standing and some prestige. And we put Roger Wilkins in charge of it, the first Negro that's ever been assistant attorney general. We thought it was the perfect thing to do. Now I noticed in the ticker Saturday, this damn fool Hart's up there and says, well, he doesn't want a conciliation service to be in the Justice Department. All right, I don't care. If they want to send it back to commerce and kill it, they can. But it's got no power, it's got no muscle, it's got no horsepower. And it seems idiotic to me, but the liberals evidently, I thought all the organizations would go with a Negro as head of it. They had a goddamn fellow that was no good running it. I put Roger Wilkins in there, and then I moved it from commerce to justice. Now, I think,